Welcome back to it on a Tuesday. It's the 17th of September. My next guest began walking from Port Huron to the state capital, Lansing, back on September the 9th. Bob Cushman is a retired General Motors corporate pilot and founder of the group Michigan Christians for Religious Liberty. And as of Saturday, I think he had walked about 64 miles. Bob, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. So where are you today? How far have you walked?
Well, I'm almost two-thirds of the way. I'm just a little bit beyond Flint. I'm on Miller Road between Flint and Durand. I've actually stopped at McDonald's to be able to talk to you, and then we'll continue on to Durand for the evening.
So you're walking
swimmingly well.
Good to know. Has the weather treated you right?
I have been very blessed as far as having good weather. I think I've only had my raincoat on for about 45 minutes. And when I see the day is going to be warm, because I don't do well with warm, I'll start extra early. I'll walk in the dark with the intent to try and be done by noon or 1 o'clock.
All right. So tell us about this. It's the Lakes to Lansing March for Religious Freedom. What are your concerns with religious freedom in America in 2019?
Well, I think it's clear to most of us who've been reading the news that our religious liberty is under attack, and that's on three fronts, worldwide, United States-wise, and here in the state of Michigan. And that concerns me greatly because the reason they call this our first freedom is probably because two things. One, I think it's the most important, but two, it was the reason our pilgrims, some of our founding fathers, or at least the ancestors of founding fathers, came here in the first place. And I think one of the reasons I was led to do this is my 11th great-grandfather was one of the founders of the Mayflower Expedition. He had my same name, so I guess maybe I'm named after him. So this means a lot to me, and I'm very concerned about it. And I'm also directing people to some nonprofits with leaders that I know are fighting for our religious freedom.
So when you say religious freedom and so forth is under attack around the world in America and here in Michigan, give me some examples of what concerns you.
Well, I think one of the more prominent ones and more timely ones is the way that our attorney general has attacked Christianity in general. She has basically violated, in my opinion, state law, the oath of office, and U.S. Constitution by putting forth an edict. And I don't think she has that power, but she did anyways, that the Michigan, the part of the Michigan state that deals with adoption will no longer deal with faith-based adoption agencies. And I've read that two of those agencies are suing her in the state for that reason.
So, that's an edict, I think that's a good way to put it, from from Dana Nessel, blocking faith-based organizations from being involved with adoption. And what else do you see out there?
Well, I think one of the maybe quintessential examples would be the example of the Tennis family. The Tennis family is a very devout Christian family, and they've worked very hard and formed themselves a farm, which includes apple orchards and a multitude of other products. And they were selling their products many places, including the Lansing market, and apparently the East Lansing government found out about their religious status and decided that they could no longer sell their products at the farmers market there.
So as you look around, you see more examples then of this sort of ill will toward religious organizations is what you're telling me.
Well, I do, and one of the things that I noticed was there's an outfit called Open Doors USA. And they estimate that violent attacks on the faithful has doubled, now this is worldwide, from 2017 to 2018. So I think we're seeing an increase of attacks, and even here in Michigan we're seeing an increase in the people that would basically take our religious liberty away or try and shut off Christians as though there's something wrong with it.
Bob Cushman is with me. He is a founder of the group Michigan Christians for Religious Liberty. He's walking 124 miles from Port Huron to Lansing. He will arrive there in a few more days on the steps of the state capitol. And you're out there talking to people. Who are you meeting along the way, and what kind of conversations are you having in your travels?
Steve, I've been blessed with meeting all kinds of great people on this trip. I think one of the methods that people see me walking down the road with my backpack, and they see a Christian flag on the back, and if they see my front, they see a cross on the front of my baseball cap. And there, a lot of people are just talking to me out of curiosity, but I think a lot of people that are beginning the conversations are Christians already, and they're asking what I'm doing, why am I doing it, so it gives me a chance to explain it. And then I carry a small business card in my pocket, so if they want to do more research or if they actually want to donate to one of the three charities, or I should say 501c3 groups that I'm advocating for, that they can go ahead and do that. And it's been a blessing to me. It really has.
So do you think you can turn the tide on this one? And what I mean by that, Bob, is you do see ever more increasing, you know, restrictions and changes and attitude, I suppose, toward Christian organizations and other religious organizations as well. Do you think you can turn this around? Do you think we can, you know, change the direction, I suppose?
I think it's up to all of us on a collective basis. I'm not so egotistical to think that I can do it, but I think I could possibly be a very small part of this by drawing attention to the subject and helping people focus on what I think is most important. And I think the ultimate solution to a lot of the craziness we're seeing in our political world is for people giving back to God.
All right, so how many more days of walking? When do you arrive at the Capitol, and what is the culmination of all of this?
Well, I've got two easy days toward the end of this on Friday and Saturday, and I think maybe I'll wrap it up on Friday. So I'm either going to get there Friday afternoon or midday Saturday.
And what do you... What message do you hope to bring to the state capitol?
Well, indirectly, through whatever word is getting out through Facebook, through my interactions, through interviews such as this, I hope to get people a little more aware of the subject and hopefully giving some of their funds, some of their mana, to the three institutions that I happen to know the leaders. I was very close with Pat Kobach on his campaign for governor, and I got to meet some wonderful people on the campaign trail. And there's the Michigan House of Prayer with Gina Johnson. There's Salt Lake Global with Professor William Wagner. And there's the Michigan Oak Initiative with my friend Mark Gurley. I've made friends with these people. They're stellar, stellar people. And they're fighting for the cause of Christianity and defending our religious freedom.
Bob Cushman, I greatly appreciate you being here. Walk safely, my friend, and I guess we'll find out if you make it Friday or Saturday. Bob Cushman, thank you so much.
God bless you, Steve. Have a great day.
There you have it. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, you need to know your own power. Now, if you want to go back and find things like the Devin Nunes interview or the interview we just had and you missed part of it or you want to hear it again, go to stevegruber.com. You can click on the podcast, and away you go. The Devin Nunes interview, you only heard about half of it on the program today in hour number two. So if you want to hear the entire conversation from yesterday in Plymouth, Michigan, go to stevegruber.com. Check on the podcast. Fascinating conversation with the congressman from California. 41 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.